The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaykum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I begin in the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no doubt that it's due to His kindness and generosity that He provides for us opportunities such as these where we gather in remembrance and in reflection of Him Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Next, we begin this sermon the way the Commander of the Faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhima afdalu salatu wa salam. Amma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali. We'll begin many of his sermons by saying, Usikum wa nafsi bitaqwallahi al-azim. I advise you and I advise myself to be God-conscious, God-fearing, and pious human beings. Inshallah, we'll try to discuss certain points of the month of Ramadan that we can reflect upon to increase the spirituality and effectiveness of this great month, inshallah. And you know, in that process of reflection itself, there is great benefit. And I'm sure that if you have spent time in reflection and you have spent time in contemplation, though finding that time is difficult in a general sense. You know, I've been fortunate in an unfortunate way that, you know, I have to drive to Bathurst every day for lectures. And people always ask me, how is that? You know, I say, with every bala, there is rahma as well, you know. The drive allows me 40 minutes of quiet and peace each way where I can spend time reflecting. And upon that reflection, you know, it's really important that we try to find some of that time. But what came to me in this reflection is that, you know, whatever the holy month of Ramadan dictates to us, whatever the holy month of Ramadan recommends for us, or whatever the holy month of Ramadan forces us to do, it is actually an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what He wants us to do the remainder of the year. Whatever, yeah, whatever we have to do, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do in the month of Ramadan, either by making it wajib or making it mustahab, yeah, when we focus on those things and reflect about them, it is actually a way to train us, because that's what He wants us to do the rest of the year. Okay, so let's take an example. For example, eating less, right? In the month of Ramadan, generally, we eat less. Yes, we have a nice iftar, right? But for 18, 19 hours, right, we don't eat, we feel the hunger, we look our best at about 7 p.m. when the stomach has tucked in a bit, yes? But these are points when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to show us that, look, hey, you can survive with eating less. Yeah? You can survive by not eating as much. And therefore, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually is making us think about that or become used to that. Another example would be reading the Quran more, right? We read Quran more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that I want you to read Quran all the time like this, not just in the month of Ramadan. We recite a lot more du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us, call me more often, yeah? Talk to me more often, yeah? Supplicate to me more often. Likewise, we sleep less in this month. Right? And that's something else that He is trying to tell us. Where I want to focus our attention is on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month teaches us to be civil and social Muslims. Yes? And what I mean by that is that He teaches us and recommends to us to be Muslims who care about society and not to be Muslims who only care about themselves. Right? Or individuals who only care about individuals. In this month, we've been given traditions that one who helps break someone else's fast who is hungry, even with a date, is promised Jannah. Yeah? And even with a glass of water is promised Jannah. In this month, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, says, make sure that the aitam are okay. Make sure you are nice to the elders. Make sure you look after your family. This is a month in which we are being taught how to care for humanity as a whole, right? And this is, I think, something that we really need to take forward the remaining of the year. The importance of being social and civil and concerned about welfare, the welfare of society, not just Muslims, but society. You know, it is the care for other human beings which separate believers from one another, right? It is how they look after other human beings that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, metaphorically speaking, they rise in rank. It is not by the salah that one does. Yeah, it is not by the fasting that one does. It is not by how much Quran one recites. No, it's about how one takes care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Yeah, that's what makes them special in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And there are many ways that we can do that. And you need to reflect about how you can do it as an individual. Right? You can donate online to many, many organizations, which $50 will feed an entire family the whole month of Ramadan. 50 bucks is nothing, alhamdulillah, for most of us. It's nothing, right? Especially in this month of Ramadan when our expenses are less to begin with. We have food every day provided. We should have less expenses, right? So we can go out and spend a little bit of money to help the poor. And the reason why I even say this, right? I will end with this to really make us think about it. In Surah Al-Balad, right? Surah Al-Balad, I believe, is the 90th surah of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verses 11 through 16, He says, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْأَقَبَ. He says that yet they have not embarked upon the uphill journey. Yeah? The hard journey. He's talking about Muslims. Yeah? These are people who believe. These are people, some are... some accept, some don't accept, whatever. But he says, yet most are not willing to take the tough road. Yeah. Well, ma adraka mal aqaba. And what makes you understand what is this aqaba, this uphill journey that I'm talking about? And then he describes what the uphill journey is. You know what it is? He says that it is to free a slave. It is to feed the needy on a day of starvation. Yeah? Or an orphan, taking care of an orphan amongst your relatives, or a needy man in desolation, while being one of those who have faith and who enjoin one another in patience and in compassion. He doesn't talk about the uphill journey is fasting 19-hour days. No, it's not the uphill journey. Yeah? The uphill journey is not reciting salah. The uphill journey is when we take care of other human beings, when we look after other human beings. That is when I have become selfless. Yeah? And the month of Ramadan teaches us to be selfless. And if we can continue this in the years to come, we're going to be that strong united ummah that is needed for our imam, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Come.